Billy Ocean, When the Going Gets Tough, here on Gateway 978. It's 9 minutes past five on Drive Time. Now, Face the Challenge is a young entrepreneurs project that was piloted by the Jack Petchy Foundation in Basildon and in Harlow, okay? And it was sort of a Dragon's Den style for funding through groups or community projects of their choice. And they had to identify an area of need, make a funding application and pitch ideas to a panel of experts. And of course, of all the applications received, five of them received up to a maximum of £2,000 towards their project. And the shortlisted groups who attended a specialist boot camp where they received public speaking training to help them pitch their ideas. And the winning projects, I'm just going to mention the Basildon ones. We've got two in Basildon. We've got the Basildon Youth Council were awarded £2,000 to deliver their Cyber Stop project to drive awareness and provide support for victims of cyberbullying. And they will create information, literature and a music video to spread awareness about the serious nature of the issue and encourage young people to fight against it. And of course, Maria Karate Kai from Basildon awarded £1,500 for a confidence building programme for Year 7 students upon joining secondary school, and they will run workshops in schools and use confidence building exercises and expert advice from their karate tutors to deliver the project. And I'm pleased to say that Ryan, Chloe and Charlotte are here from the karate. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So you all took part in the Face the Challenge.
Indeed. Yeah.
So who gave the presentation? So it was like Dragon's Den. I've watched that programme. So who gave the presentation and who spoke?
Us. All of us.
You all did.
All three of us.
And did you have anything, any sort of props or...
No props. No.
Well, we had a script.
Yeah. Other than a script.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about the presentation that you did. Can you remember what you did? What
vaguely.
You based it on? Go on in.
Well.
Go on, Ryan.
Obviously, we spoke about what we're doing. We were running a workshop for Year 7s who are fitting into secondary school. People that might not have as much confidence as others, we want to kind of build their confidence and make sure they fit into the school as best they can.
Okay, so what was the boot camp like, Charlotte?
It was really good because it increased our confidence and it was something different that we haven't experienced before.
Mm-hmm. And I gave you tips about, you know, how to speak and what you should be looking for.
Yeah,
when you
it's something we can take on in the future.
And you had to do boot camp, otherwise you wouldn't get through to the next round, is that right?
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
So this has been going on for quite some time and you had to go to Harlow, I understand, for one of the activities. So you gave your presentation. What happened after that?
We gave the presentation. We watched everyone else do theirs. Obviously, sportsmanship.
Yeah.
We kind of let the judges have their time and then they made the decisions and we got given the grant along with four other groups.
Yes, the First Kingsmore Scouts in Harlow, Phoenix Theatre School as well as the Raised Roof in Harlow, and Basildon Youth Council here in Basildon, and of course Maru Karate Kai in here in Basildon as well. So excellent stuff. And your £1,500, say, is for confidence building programme for Year 7 students. Do we know what schools yet that's going to be happening in?
We identified five schools in Basildon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, local schools, Woodlands, Basildon Lower Academies, De La Salle.
Yeah, so those are some of the schools that are going to be taking part in this. And it's to use confidence building exercise and expert advice from karate tutors to deliver the project. And of course, you're going to be teaching, karate, aren't you, in a way?
We decided to do karate because it was something that increased our confidence.
Yeah.
And we thought if we incorporate that, then we know that it will be effective.
Like help us.
Yeah, and I've got to say, I mean, year sevens, I mean, you know, new to secondary school, it's a bit, I don't know if I remember
step.
It, it's a big step, isn't it? You know, some people go to one school and they spend their life, you know, all their life in one school. But if you jump from one school to another, I know when I jumped from junior school to secondary school, there's only two of us, and you really do feel, you know, when especially when you get into a secondary school and they split me and my mate up, he was in another class, and there's only me, you've got to make friends. And so I think that year seven probably is a cool age to be able to do what you want to do. And how long is it going to last once you're up and running? Is it just for a term? Or?
We've got 6 weeks to do it. We've got a 6 week kind of period, and we decided to split it in half purely because then we can take a wider variety of kids in, which gives them a better chance to kind of make friends, make groups. And yeah, so we've got a 3 week course, so we have a Saturday session for 2 hours.
Fantastic.
Every week.
Fantastic. Now, I know you've got a Facebook page, and do you want to shout that out?
Yes, Maru Karate Kai. Okay. Check it out on Facebook, search it.
Search it, search it.
Yeah.
Did you see that sort of assertiveness there? And also, I'm going to just mention, of course, who's teaching it? Who's going to be teaching?
Mark Grayston.
Not Mark Grayston.
No, Mark Grayston's going to be taking the karate side, obviously, professionals. Yeah. But to run the whole thing itself, we've got a group of kids from the club itself. I think we've got nine kids.
And we've got volunteers, like parents who are willing to help us and support us. It's good.
Fantastic. Mm. Well, thanks, guys, for coming in. I know you were on earlier on of our friends over at BBC Essex today as well. And, of course, it's good to get publicity. And well done to the Jack Petchy organisation, because I know you run the Jack Petchy scheme, the Achievers as well. That's new to you as well, so you've been running that a couple of times and already benefiting. So well done to Jack Petchy organisation for putting this project together. And we wish you well. Can you come back at sort of once it's over and let us know how it's gone?
We can, yes.
Can you do that?
Yes, and of course, that'd be great.
It's good to see you all without Mr. Grayston here. It really is. And of course, Mark Grayston, not the Olympic torchbearer Mark Grayston.
Not the Olympic torchbearer Mark Grayston.
No, of course not.
Thanks, guys. Thanks very much to Charlotte, Chloe and to Ryan.
Thank you.
My thanks for Karate Kai for coming into the studio here at Gateway 97.8 on Drive Time. The